Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
We're asking, do you have a secret stash? Somewhere that only you know about. What's in it? And why are you hiding it? And I feel like, Roseanne McKenzie, you might have a secret stash.
No, I do not have a secret stash because I have to always eat everything at the time that I buy it. So it's not like I've got stuff that's just around. But the secret stash in my house behoort aan die ander drie mense wat my huis bly, want hulle moet hulle goed van my af
afsteek. Oh, I get it.
Verstaan? So I am, they have a secret stash, and the reason they need a secret stash is because of me.
Because mom will eat it.
Yes.
I figured Roz for a, you know, I've got some sweets and chocolates tucked away person, but
nope.
It turns out everyone else has to have them tucked
no.
away. Jo-Man, do you have a secret stash?
No, I finish everything in the car. there's stuff that's like for adults and for people who pay taxes, and then I eat that in the car before I get home, and then I'll share everything else with other people who don't pay tax.
This is the
or
bag
rent
of,
or rates.
The bag of snacks for people who pay SARS.
Exactly.
If you don't pay SARS, you are not allowed any of the following.
Yeah, no, and I think it's good for me that they have a secret stash. They call me the phantom snacker in the house. That is what I have now been known as. So, yes.
Daddy, the phantom has eaten all the chips again.
That's what they say. Oh, was the phantom snacker out again last night after we went to sleep?
Yeah. What is your secret stash? What have you got hidden, squirreled away from others in your home? 0848500942. And perhaps more importantly, the reason I wanted to ask this question, where are you hiding it where people aren't finding it? That's what I really want to know. What do you have a secret stash of?
En waar steek jy dit weg?
Got a message in from Dirk. His secret stash goes as follows.
Well, I had a secret stash of Kraft fudge. Can't tell you where I hid it. My wife listens. But she ate it all.
I love the way he says he can't tell us because his wife listens, but she knows where the secret stash is already, Dirk.
And I also, power to her, she ate it all. She is me. I am Dirk's wife.
Kraft fudge, though.
Imagine.
Now I want a secret Kraft fudge stash that only I know about.
But the thing is, with Kraft fudge, you can't just walk into the shop and go and get it. Like, it's either at a market or at a very specialized person that's what they make.
Exactly.
Song.
Puleng says, hey guys, lol, my secret stash are wine gums and pretzel sticks. They're hidden in my private drawer.
Okay.
No one is allowed to. You got to keep snacks safe, man.
Anton say, we can't hide anything. We have a fridge pirate on the loose in the house.
Maybe that's your new name.
The fridge pirate.
The fridge pirate.
But you know, I don't discriminate. It can be in the fridge. It can be in the cupboard. It can be in the bread bin. It can
be in their lunch boxes.
100%. 100%.
Nothing is safe from McKenzie the pirate. What is in your secret stash? Marisa sent us a message which will play for you after 5:30. Absolute scenes. The kind of things she's hiding from her family. I cannot wait to share this with you. We're talking about, what do you have a secret stash of in your life? We got a message from Anonymous. It says, please don't say my name, otherwise they'll find everything.
Please.
She says she hides cheese in a Tupperware in the back of the fridge. Because apparently cheese is a hot property in the house.
Especially if you have kids.
She says she's got mice.
Yes.
Nie kinders nie muise. Eet alles op. The one that really tickled me. Maritza, hello.
Hallo, goeiemiddag.
Hallo Marisa, welkom by the show.
Marisa,
baie dankie.
Letterlik almal talking about a secret stash this afternoon is talking about food of some kind. You are the one person who's come through and it's not food and drink. Marisa, no. Wat steek jy weg van die mense in jou lewe?
Ek het 'n obsessie met wol. As jy vir my, ek kan enigiets braai en ek kan enigiets tikkel. Maar die mense om my is al so dik vir die wol, want ek kan 'n wolwinkel van wol koop.
Ja.
Elke keer as ek iewers heen trek met my boeties my trek en dan sê ek moet nou van hierdie goed ontslaa raak. So as ek wol sien, dan koop ek en steek dit by onder my spaarwiel weg in die kar.
Onder die spaarwiel. That's diabolical, Marisa. That is the best hiding place I've ever heard of for anything.
Ja, maar dit verskyn oor 'n week of twee en dan is dit mos, maar waar kry jy dit? Want dit is oud.
Ja,
so you just keep telling them, only this oval with the equipment, but you keep getting a fresh bag. out from under the spare wheel in the car.
En is dit spesifieke klere of spesifieke teksture wat jy soek of jy sien net 'n wol en jy soos okay, hiermee kan ek 'n sjerp brei of 'n truitjie of iets.
Ja, dit is die kleure. Ek dink ek het something about colors. En as dit 'n mooi kleur en 'n lekker as dit sag is, dan kan ek dit nie los nie.
Marisa, can I tell you a diabolical story about hiding something under your spare wheel?
Yes, what?
It's such a good hiding place, right? Van die een jaar het ek gaan werk by Oppie Koppie, nee.
Ja.
And in the space of time that it took to unpack our campsites, I left the boot of my car open and we carried a couple of things to and from the tent, you know what I mean?
Ja.
En in die tyd het iemand aangekom. I don't know who. And you know die plastic sak if you're bringing like meat to, you know, if you buy it from the supermarket.
Yes.
Somebody had taken their meat out to put on the braai, and they had taken that bag of meat juice and slipped it under my spare wheel in the car. And by the time we were leaving Oppie Koppie on the Monday, it had begun reik nee. And I could not for the life of me find out where that smell was coming from. Dit het my kar so uitgestink vir weke en weke, Marisa. And eventually, I pinpointed the boot and I opened up under that spare tire. And that's where this gross bag of stuff was. So, in terms of hiding things, you're a genius. Want niemand sou ooit daar kyk nie, hoor.
Ja, dit is waar. En ek is safe.
You are, yeah.
And at least the wool doesn't stink.
Ja, en jy kyk. Marisa, dankie, hoor. Lekker middag vir jou.
Bye.
There you go. Good place to hoard your wool.
Totally. Marika also sent a message. I hide cash under a baby mattress. Baby mattress, I guess, is better than a sofa.
Yeah, it is.
We know how that one ended.
Unless your Cyril Ramaphosa.